friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Strangers appalled by a gift given to worker for 27 years of service, so they step in with over $250,000. Written by Holly Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Burger King employee Kevin Ford gave 27 years of service to his employer, and folks couldn't believe the gift he received to commemorate such incredible dedication. So they stepped in to try and make things right. On days when we see shootings and deplorable behavior blasted all over social media and the news, it's easy to wonder if today's citizenry still includes a majority of people with integrity and good character. But one Burger King employee with 27 years of service will definitely restore your hope in mankind. Kevin Ford is an outstanding human being. Kevin has been employed by Burger King, an HMS host at the Las Vegas McCarran International Airport, for 27 years. That's a long time with one employer, and those years of consistency indicate an employee with loyalty and a great work ethic. But there's more. Kevin has not merely worked for the eatery for 27 years. He's never missed a shift in all of those 27 years either. That's astounding. A single dad, Kevin raised his children while working at Burger King, and he is now 54 years old. When asked how he maintains such an impeccable attendance record, he said, "You gotta feed these kids and put them through school. So I just never even thought of missing a day." What a wonderful example he provided for his children. Kevin Ford, humble and quiet, posted a short video as he opened a gift his manager gave him on the occasion of his resignation. Kevin opened the bag of goodies, which included candy, a tumbler, a pen, and a movie ticket. Although Kevin was delighted, Instagram viewers were not. In fact, the meager gift for an employee who'd given so much to his work outraged them. It was then that Kevin's daughter Serena stepped in. Like her father, Serena expected nothing and had no ill will toward her father's former employer. But she set up a GoFundMe page and invited those following Kevin's story to contribute, if they felt so led. She also noted that her father would love to visit his grandkids. But Serena never anticipated the incredible, heartfelt response that came. Fans of Kevin donated more than $250,000 to honor the man's 27 years of service at Burger King. Moved by his humility, appreciation, and dedication to his family and his work, they wanted him to receive what they considered a more fitting parting gift. Boy, did he. Kevin continues to be appreciative, stating during a Today interview, "For all those years, you feel unappreciated, but you get up just like everybody else. You do your job, and for somebody to show this appreciation is just overwhelming. It's like I've been in a dream for almost 2 days now. It's just so beautiful and awesome." Gratefulness goes a long way, and it seems that, above all, it is Kevin's gratitude for all the big and little gifts in his life that keeps him doing what he does, that kept him going to work every day without fail during 27 years of service. Kevin is thankful and happy. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
mother of five discovers her true identity and learns she's been missing for over 40 years. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Baby Holly has finally been found. A mother of five discovers her true identity and learns she's been missing for over 40 years. Can you imagine what Holly must be feeling right now? Her life is literally the plot of most crime novels, except this time, there's love, joy, and redemption. More than 40 years ago, a nomadic group of women dropped baby Holly off in a church. Holly then went up for adoption. What no one realized at the time was this was the same baby who'd gone missing after her parents were murdered in cold blood. Donna Casanata spent more than four decades praying for justice for her murdered son and daughter-in-law, Tina Gail Lynn Klaus and Harold Dean Klaus, Jr. But more than anything, she had hoped she would get to see her granddaughter again. In God's perfect timing, Donna got a call on what would have been her son's birthday. And that phone call was stunning and miraculous. Donna learned baby Holly had been found alive and well. Donna said it was a birthday present sent from heaven. "I prayed for more than 40 years for answers, and the Lord has revealed some of it," she said. In fact, Holly was happy and had a wonderful childhood. She grew up, got married, and had five children of her own. Even though there are still questions that need to be answered, the family of baby Holly is overjoyed she was found, and her inspiring true story is bringing hope to many families who have a missing child. No matter where they are, God is watching over them, and one day they will be reunited, either on this side of heaven or together in God's kingdom. May we hold on to the hope that we have in God, that He will work all things together for our good, and may we be reminded what the enemy might use for evil, God will use for our good. And in this case, we have hope. What an incredible story of encouragement as this family is reunited. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.